So, Paul, McLaren are the first team to launch their 2024 livery. What do you think of it? You've always been a McLaren fan. What do you think about the new livery?
Well, I'm glad you mentioned the McLaren fan thing. Yes, I have a special spot for McLaren. Respected Ron Dennis. And straight off, I like the liveries looking good. I like the naughty but nice Marlboro salute going on there at the front of the cockpit with the flashes. That is very cool. It warms my heart because it's Zak Brown, the racer that he is, Zak Brown saying, paying attention to heritage, even a salute to his heritage, which is Marlboro. You know, the iconic cars from the 1970s, from Emerson Fittipaldi's time, James Hunt, Niki Lauda, Alain Prost, Ayrton Senna, the greats, you know, raced those cars. But because Marlboro built Formula One during my time in Formula One, and they were iconic in terms of they set the benchmark as champions, and not only through the Marlboro era, they had beautiful looking cars when the West, you know, when it went to silver, and some of those Vodafone cars were beautiful. It lost its way a bit, I would say, you know, when things were down. Ugly cars are slow, and they had very slow cars which were very ugly. So the liveries, no matter how pretty they were bad. But now that they're up on the rise, I think they're going in the right direction. This is beautiful, and I'm really proud that McLaren is where it is today. It's a very different team. I feel like it's a brand new team. It's like a little junior popping out of the old Ron Dennis era. But I like the way it's going, and I think it's a very positive looking livery, and orange and black, it's a home run for me. And your thoughts?
I'm not going to be as positive as you are with the livery. And it's not just about McLaren, because in general, these days, I think the liveries are so underwhelming compared to older ones. You know, looking behind you in that background, you see that beautiful red and white McLaren that Senna used to drive. These kind of iconic liveries are missed these days. And if you look across the whole grid, the only two liveries that are really iconic now maybe are Mercedes, because they're either black or silver. Now they're black. And Ferrari, because it's red. But if you look at the other teams, Red Bull, they have the fastest car on the grid, but their livery is one of the worst. And it doesn't seem to change from year to year. This is the problem. Now with McLaren, I'm so happy with the fact that they brought back the papaya. But I would have loved it if the papaya is more, you know, popping more. There's a lot of black, there's a lot of colors in there. And the problem is that it's you feel today the liveries are more about sponsors and carbon fiber, where they're not painting the cars to keep them light, more than it is about a statement about the team's identity. But in terms of where the team's going, I agree with you 100%. It's a new era for them, and it's like it's a new resurgence, and Zach is doing a great job. Andrea Stella is doing a great job. And I think, yeah, they're the team I'll be watching in 2024, regardless of their livery. They're the team that you're going to be watching for 2024.
Okay, spoken by a Ferrari fan. So yeah, I'll take it in that context. But so let's see. In the end, it'll be a beautiful livery if it wins races. If it's rubbish, it's going to be horrible. So there we go.
Exactly.